Now, friends, when we come here to the 7th chapter of Daniel, we've actually come into an altogether new and different section of this book. The first 6 chapters, as we've indicated before, contain the historic night with prophetic light. That's the first 6 chapters. Now we've come, in the last 6 chapters, beginning here with chapter 7, prophetic light in the historic night. Whereas in the first section, the emphasis was upon the historical. The emphasis now will be upon the prophetic, but with a historical background. And probably I ought to say that chapter 7 is Daniel's vision of the 4 beasts concerning the 4 kingdoms of the times of the Gentiles. Now, this covers the same period and the same kingdoms that the image dream of Nebuchadnezzar covered. We'll see that as we get into it. Then in chapter 8, we'll see Daniel's vision of the ram and he-goat, another little horn. And then in chapter 9, Daniel's vision of the 70 weeks, and then so on. We'll mention each chapter heading as we get to it. Now, as we come here to chapter 7, we have Daniel's vision of the 4 beasts. And this man, Daniel, is given several visions of these 4 beasts that are quite remarkable. Now, in this section, you'll find that Daniel had these visions at different periods, beginning actually with the vision here of chapter 7 in the first year of Belshazzar, and chapter 8 in the 3rd year of the reign of King Belshazzar, and then on down to the 3rd year, chapter 10, and the 3rd year of Cyrus, 11 and 12, and the 1st year of Darius, so that these visions were not recorded in the historical section. Daniel now has gathered together these visions that are all prophetic and is presenting them to us. Now, we said when we were looking at that great image, multi-metallic image that Nebuchadnezzar had seen, that the background of it was just simply this. This man, apparently a very intelligent man, but as we saw, had an abnormality. Well, he had bats in his belfry, just put it very frankly, and he went off of his rocker at times, but yet a very brilliant man. Why, he found himself suddenly elevated to be world ruler, the first great world ruler. He had territory on 3 continents. He was the one that took Egypt, and also he had territory in Europe. What a tremendous empire he had built, and it was the great empire of that day. Now, he wondered about the future. What's going to happen to it? And so Daniel, probably, as we indicated, he dreamed the same dream, and God gave him the interpretation of it. Now, there were 4 different kinds of metal in that image. Not 5, but 4 different kinds of metal. Now we're going to have 4 beasts brought before us. Daniel dreamed of these 4 beasts. And there was the lion, the bear, the panther, or the leopard, and then that composite beast. It's been called a nondescript beast, but we'll say something about it when we get to it. It certainly is a wild-looking animal, never has been seen on land, nor sea or in the air. It just doesn't exist as a real beast, and we'll see why it was given like that. And by the way, that's quite a dream to have in one night. After you've had visions and dreams like that, I don't think Daniel slept much that night. In other words, he got a better night's sleep in the lion's den than he did the night that he had this. Now, what is the background of this? Well, I think it's quite obvious that Daniel, after he was given the vision of the image and the 4 metals and 4 great world powers, he's puzzled because he had been taught as a good follower of the Old Testament up to his time, that he had before him the great covenant God had made with David, that one was coming from his line that would be a world ruler. And now there are four kingdoms that are put before him. And how does God's plan and program with David of raising up a world ruler, how's that going to fit into this? And the rest of the book of Daniel is going to be used to answer that, friends. And that's the reason this section is so important. It gives the world history. It's pre-written here, pretty much. And now for 2,500 years, it's been followed, and been followed right down to the minutest detail, as we shall see. Now, God speaks to Daniel to satisfy his heart relative to this. He needs a confirmation, and he needs an explanation. And so in this image vision, we have the outward splendor and glory of the kingdoms, and that's the way that they appeared to Nebuchadnezzar. That would be the thing that would attract his attention. But now God lets Daniel in on the inward character and the true nature of these kingdoms. And what are they? Well, they're like wild beasts, carnivorous in nature, and destructive, and killers, every one of them. Now, the four beasts, of course, correspond to the four metals in the image. And I think that a quotation from Gibbon at this point is very apropos. I'm quoting now. The four empires are clearly delineated, and the invincible armies of the Romans described with as much clearness in the prophecies of Daniel as in the histories of Justin and Diodorus. And by the way, Gibbon was not a Christian by any means. And yet, reading the book of Daniel and studying it, he could come to the conclusion that he did.